Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. You've established a connection to Global Time with Jesus Christ, a prayer program dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Today's Tuesday, December the 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I trust that you are filled with joy today. Welcome. Thank you for joining our program. I trust that you're feeling well, had a good night's rest. Our focus today is the promises of God. God has made many, many promises, and those promises are real. So we've lived, enjoyed, and experienced those promises in so many ways. The fact that we are up today and fresh is because of His promises, that His mercies are new every morning. Well, this morning is included, no matter what the weatherman says. And in our region, it's predicted that there'll be, and there is, some kind of storm that's either here or imminent in the next hour or so. A snowstorm, a weather pattern. And we thank God that we are able to see it. And we praise God that He'll bring us through safely. Well, good morning to you once again, and I trust that you're awesomely favored, divinely powered and blessed like I am. I feel much better today than I did yesterday at this time. Wasn't ill or anything, just a little bit weary from the long week on last week and the long weekend, which was a great weekend. But I feel fresh today after getting some rest on yesterday. Well, our prayer agenda today includes praying that God would display His love and power once again by answered prayer. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 43, it says, "Hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all which the foreigner calls to you, in order that all the people of the earth may know your name, to fear you as to your people." Yes, we want God's name to be great and powerful more than anyone else. That's why we seek Him. Let us go to Him in prayer now. Please join me. Father, we know that You are awesome. You're all powerful. We thank You for this day. You have singled out this day as a day to be recorded in history, a day in which we are alive to glorify Your name. This particular day that has never been before, this day is brand new. Therefore, we come before You and we come humbly. We ask You to forgive us for our backslidings, our failures, our inadequacies. We ask You to wash us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's Your word, that You would do that. It says that You are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. So in the mighty name of Jesus, hear and answer not only us, but when lost people pray, so that You will be glorified in their sight. Have mercy and hear them, no matter how stubbornly they may have fought You or how far they may have fled from You. Hear their desperation with Your perfect wisdom. Be moved by their sorrows with Your boundless compassion and love. Hear their cry. We ask that You would act quickly, swiftly, in responding to the weakest whisper of prayer on this day, no matter who it comes from. We ask that You would demonstrate Your power. You would win the praise of the heathen, and You would call all to Your kingdom on this day. We thank You. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all the people in it. So we thank You today for being present, for allowing us access and entrance to come bearing not only praise, but our petitions and intercessions before You. We thank You today. Quicken us by Your Holy Spirit so that we are able to function just as You intended in this day for Your glory and for Your name's sake. Amen. Well, praise the name of the Lord. Your lines are open, and thank you once again for joining us. If you have a praise report, we would be glad to hear it with you and join with you in giving praise to God on this day, this brand new day. If you have a prayer request, well, we want to also agree with you because that's God's promises. That's our focus today, His promises. We want to join you in believing, in shifting the atmosphere concerning anything so that the kingdom of God is seen and the name of God is glorified. So we thank you today for joining us. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to share that with us, or a praise report. I'm sure you may have something on your heart at this moment. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Mighty God. Hallelujah. We stand today, dear Father, as one unit, one man, one person.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning,
thank
Pastor.
You for joining us. Yes,
good
ma'am.
Morning.
How are you today?
I am awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. I have two
praise
questions
God.
For this morning.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Today is my son's 35th birthday, and I just want to thank God for keeping him for another year.
Yes.
I also want to thank God for blessing me for seeing his 35th birthday.
Yes.
And that God will continue keeping him and watching over him, and also praying for his salvation.
Yes.
My other prayer report is that on last week I had asked for prayer for my daughter who was seeking a vehicle, and she did find a vehicle of her desire.
Praise God. Praise God.
The right finance went through, and the price was just what she had considered spending. So I just want to thank God for granting her favor in that
yes.
situation.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise His name. We thank Him for watching over our lives and the details of our lives. We thank Him. Praise the Lord. We thank Him. Thank Him for your son's birthday and for your life and your opportunity to watch him grow up and to watch his life and to watch over him and to intercede and pray for him. I believe you've made many requests for him, and certainly one that you're sounding now is for his salvation. We
yes.
want to pray for that so that your heart is satisfied and your joy continues to be full. Father, we thank you for our son's birthday on today. We pray that even on today, as he considers his life, that he would open up to you. He would call upon your name. He would thank you for keeping him. And he would praise you. He would be heard on high. We stand in the gap for him even now. Father, show him your way. Reveal yourself to him in a personal way. So that today is not just a natural birthday, but it becomes a supernatural birthday. A day that he remembers when light appears and chaos ceases, peace comes, no more guilt, and he's able to speak with you with a new consciousness of your forgiving grace and of your love and of your mercy. And from henceforth, he clings to you for his very life.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for protecting him through all of his ups and downs. Continue to bless his life right now.
Yes,
continue to
Lord.
Bless him. And Father, we thank you for the hedge that you placed around
yes,
him
Lord.
So the enemy cannot cross over.
Yes,
the enemy cannot touch
you.
Him without your permission.
Thank you so much, Lord.
So
thank
Father,
you.
turn
thank
all
you.
Of his ways. Help him
yes,
to make his
Lord,
path
Father.
Straight. For your name's sake, we thank you for this day and for his salvation. Thank you for answering prayers, for giving direction. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I feel heaven's joy concerning your son's birthday today, your daughter's victory. God answering prayer.
Yes.
That is God. He is awesome. He's totally awesome. And so we thank him that we can come to him. His promises are real. That's the title of our program today, actually. His promises are real. We can live and experience them and walk in them. Amen and amen. Does anyone else have a praise report and or a prayer request? We thank you for what you've already shared with us. Our hearts are encouraged. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just give God thanks. Give God thanks for life and strength even on this day, and that he awakened us all to see this blessed day.
Yes.
Before I give my first report, while you were praying, Sister Christine, in my spirit, I was hearing the song "Victory Is Mine." So I just want you to hold on to that. Okay?
Victory.
Victory is mine. Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, God.
That's God's plan.
Yeah. I was in touch with my friend Rosemary's husband yesterday evening, and the report that I have to give is that she's doing a little better. She's probably going to be moved to a room today, which means she'll be coming out of ICU, I assume. And
praise God.
She's no better. She's no worse. So we still give God all the thanks and praise for yet keeping her and holding on. You know,
he's
still watching over her, and we know that, and we believe because we've prayed that he is doing a work in her.
Yes.
So we give God thanks. We give God thanks. We give God praise.
Yes, he's raising her up.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Praise God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that we're seeing answers. We're hearing and receiving answers based on our prayer requests and our petitions for ourselves and for others. We thank you that we're seeing manifestations of your care and your compassion. And that you are, in fact, answering prayer. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you with our petitions. And, Father, you know there are many, many needs all around us. And you're wanting us to pray them back to you today.
Yes.
We thank you for all of the prayers that you've answered, which assures us that you are God. You are the only wise God. And truly, you are the God from whom every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from you. And you are the Father of the heavenly lights, and you do not change like shifting shadows. You are there for us on our behalf. If we would only know the magnitude of what you've done. As Paul said, we want to know the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth of this mighty thing that you've done, so that we have this access on this day. So we thank you for answering prayer. We want to pray for employment for those who are unemployed that really do want to work. They want to provide for themselves and for others, including their family. And they've experienced rejection and doors closing in their face. Right now, we want to pray for them that on this day, this is a day of finding jobs and better jobs in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know that your love encompasses the entire world, your entire creation. And you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Father, we pray right now and petition for those that are needing work. They need employment. Some are even frustrated because they have been seeking and to this point have not found full employment. Now, Father, we pray that they would experience your finding power, your power to supply and to meet all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we are here in his name. And Father, we ask that you would provide today. Open doors. Miraculously open doors so that those that are willing to work, willing to labor, that they would find employment, that you would give them favor wherever they go. The doors would open. Favor would be ahead of them. And this day would end with them finding full employment to meet their needs as you would have them do by Christ Jesus. We thank you for hearing that prayer. A prayer for employment, for supply. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wherever we are being heard on our webcast today, even if you're not live with us, you're just streaming, we pray that you would embrace that prayer request for yourself or on behalf of someone that you know. Because God is not limited by oceans and shores, by distance. He's God of all the earth, all of it. Wherever you are, trust him, believe him right now. Trust him. He wants you to have what you need. Because he is the one that's responsible for you and for your being on planet Earth on this day was his arrangement. So you can hold him to his promise and to his word. Throw yourself completely upon him. And if you don't know him personally for yourself as Savior, let this be your birthday, the day in which you become born again, coming into full union with your Creator and your Savior, Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for you to purchase your salvation, to purchase you from under the power of darkness and the power of that kingdom, so that you're no longer a slave to the adversary and the evil forces. You now become a citizen of the kingdom, translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Jesus Christ on this day. Father, we thank you for the salvation of those that are hearing our voice and hearing your call to believe in their hearts and confess with their mouth, according to your promise, that they shall be saved. So we thank you right now, in Jesus' name, for the salvation of those that are lost, that have heard our voice today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, is there another prayer request? Heaven is waiting for us to lift those prayer requests before Him. God is waiting to move. Now, we want to pray that the people of God, we want to intercede for the people of God. Not people of the world now, but in this instance, we're talking about the people of God. And I'm becoming more and more conscious and aware that God has a people in the earth. And when we go places such as we did this past weekend and realize that there are people of all kinds, shades and colors, that are His. So we want to pray today that His people would reflect His great name. Here's what Jeremiah said in the 14th chapter, in the 7th verse. He says, "Do something for the sake of your name. For our backsliding is great. We have sinned against you. Why are you like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who stays only a night? Why are you like a man taken by surprise, like a warrior powerless to save? You are among us, O Lord, and we hear your name. Do not forsake us." Well, that's Jeremiah's questions to God. But he ends with the fact that God is among us, and we bear His name. Father, we thank you for the body of Christ, the people of God. We thank you for the many that are in our community, in our nation, and in the nations of the earth, because you were asked or were instructed by the Father to ask. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the earth, the utmost parts of the earth, for possession. And we thank you today for the fact that you asked and continue to ask for us, and for many, so that there is a people in the earth, a body, your body. And we thank you today for the opportunity that we have to reflect your great name. We pray today that wherever we walk and go and touch, that a mark of light would be left and seen by others while they're in the dark, so that we are reflecting like the moon reflects the light of the sun. As a body, as a people in the earth, we reflect the light of your great name so that you are known. You become even more known in the earth, nationally, internationally, in every nation. Hallelujah. We thank you for this great opportunity that you've given to us to reflect your great name in the earth. We thank you and we praise you. We agree that you are God. We agree that your name is great. We agree that you are worthy to be praised, to be worshipped. We agree that you own us. We agree that we are a purchased possession. We thank you today for all of that and more. In your own precious name, we thank you. And we thank you, Father, for your plan and your purposes. And we know it's done. We know it's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's done. It's
Hallelujah.
Done. It's done. Praise the name of God. Praise the name of God. His great name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His great name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Like yours,
yes.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
There's no name above your name. Hallelujah.
You've
been given a name above every other name. Hallelujah.
For your goodness, Lord, and your mercy, Lord. We thank
Hallelujah.
You. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank
crucified
you.
Crucified and risen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The greatest
Hallelujah.
Gift, oh God, we thank you.
Yes.
As you said,
yes.
Lord God, to die for us, oh God, to save us and to set us free. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
Glory to your
blessed
name,
be your glorious name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful name.
Hallelujah. Praise your name. You are among us. Hallelujah. You're with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're with us. We bear your name. We bear your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for quickening us.
Yes, Lord.
That you're with us. You're among us. Hallelujah. And that you've given us your name. We carry your name. And we know that you will not forsake us. You're working on our behalf. Hallelujah. At all times. No matter what.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. All things work together for good to them that love you and that are called according to your purposes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Called us, made us to be a people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, we thank God for this day that he has given to us and that we've been able to come together like we are to call on his name. We thank him on this day, and we cannot thank him enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, see yourself walking in victory. We've got received a word today, victory. No matter what appears, no matter what pops up, consider yourself walking this day in victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Now, we thank you for joining us on this day. We bless your name. We know God is among us. Jeremiah said that to us this morning. Now, I want to send you off into your day with a powerful benediction. And it's taken from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Own this and possess it. Here's what it says. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that's a powerful word for you and I to walk in today with all joy and peace and believing. And that causes us to abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to invite you to join us on tomorrow and allow the Lord to place a prayer burden on your heart on this day. And it'll be something that he wants us to pray about back to him so that we fulfill the ask request that he has. He wants us to ask. Then he forms behind our asking. Think of the needs beginning with yourself, in your family, in your neighborhood, your community, in your workplace, in the nation, and around the world. Think of those and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you so that when we come together on tomorrow, you're bringing God's guidance and instruction to our collective consciousness so that we can pray back to him what he wants us to pray for. But it comes after we've listened, paying close attention to his voice. And that's what he wants to do all through this day. So ask him to help you to receive his heart and his request. In Jesus' name we pray. I say peace and joy to you according to your faith. So be it unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you mightily.